Blog Talk Radio.
Black House Sound Beat, man, it's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? That one now. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back. How okay. We work. I'm on a different channel, until we work. Got Motley spitting verses, until we work. I Motley music surface, look like no commercial. Show where they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, off a court, was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the day we grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop us taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opened up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about turn boy? We don't support Cleveland artists, in which you so concerned for. None of you want to try to show people become a turn boy.
Workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be the hip hop workshop, it be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how
E.T. Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Divine of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the E.T. Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Calling Post building. Our photos made the plain dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie. In his wheelchair. After Real, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show.
True.
Remember Londi, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back. Back into rhyme. Back to the future. Back into time. Truth Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's bald head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the doghouse. Dog. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The terror flows from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking this show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing. Whatever tons from 1008, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip hop workshop is the brand that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
Be that hip hop work shop, it be that hip hop work shop, yeah. We on that work out, we put them lyrics on the back to we work out. It be that hip hop work shop, it be that hip hop work shop, yeah. We on that work out, we put them lyrics on the back to we work out.
Happy New Year's and welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 4, Verse 1. That's right, Chapter 4, Verse 1. And the man is an abbreviation for, well, really it's an acronym, abbreviation, that M-A-N stands for Music, Activism, and News. Oh, man, did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the air, Sergeant Major? Man, I've been waiting to do that to him a long time. Anyway, I just want to say welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And the number here is 646-478-0944. To all of you who are listening online, you're looking at that number, you can dial in at 646-478-0944. Just like our first phone caller did at area code 216-486, I promise I'll get to you shortly. I promise you I will do that. But I want to give you like these disclaimers, because I don't want anybody who calls in to feel like nobody told them. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long, it's an hour-long program, but you get the idea. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time and talk to you and see what's on your mind. The creator has allowed this show to be, and I'm just so thankful for it. That song that we started out is important to start with because it's the Hip Hop Workshop theme song, which is directly related to the fact that we had our Hip Hop Workshop number 158, which was held at Cleveland State University. And that song, well, there's a video for it, Al Porter Jr., Hip Hop Workshop. It stars Black House Sounds, beat named by, made by, of course, Joe Legacy. And the past Saturday, man, first Hip Hop Workshop of the New Year's. Mama Porter was there, my man Kenneth Bryant, young, talented teen by the name of Angel. She was on fire, another brother who had lyrics for days. His name is Perfect. Hey, you heard it here first. Sister Tori was there. My man, Thousand Grand, with his brand new single that he debuted. If I haven't, it's called Press Rewind, If I Haven't Blown Your Mind. Ooh, beat done by our very own DJ Dollar Rock from Down Solid Entertainment. And have to let people know others who were there, which I thought was real nice. You had people like Nehemiah in the house, MC Derek, to Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. G-Style, that's right, the writer for Cullen Post newspaper, author, she was there to talk about getting your business together. My man Big Stone was there, of course, alongside Lil Stone. Shalunda, poet, was in the house. My man Swab Gotti, representing Flowmasters, was definitely in there, like swimwear. And the film that we showed early, Hip-Hop 101, we showed it on a big projector screen. And Kenny, Angel, Tori, Thousand Grand, Dollar Rock, Twiggy, Mama Porter, Shoddy, they were in there to watch that, as well as they showed on the big screen Black House Sounds and Suave, Gotti's Reversal War. Well, yeah, they paid for it to be shown on the big screen, and it's a nice video also. Definitely on YouTube, enjoyable video, Reversal War, Black House Sounds. And then before going to the Anatomy, Big Stone and Eastside stopped by beforehand, and Eastside paid tribute to his grandma and cousin who had passed recently. Big Stone did his classic song, It's Me, Baby, and thanked me for debuting his music years ago by getting it to D'La Rand's then college radio show, which was called The Player's Ball. It passed, too. My man Rank One was in there with his Cincinnati tribute song. My man Shotty was there representing Cleveland Soul. So we had a whole lot of things that was going on, and it was just good to have everybody in there at that particular time. You know, I'm known to drone on and on and on. When you hear good things going on, I am so thankful and so happy. I'm like, wow. So, you know, I just wanted to come in here, enjoy everything, let people know how things are going. And since I'm looking and seeing that number, I will take the time to let people know from number 10 to number 1 before I come up to the 216-486 phone number. I will let you know that we did have in our top 10, starting from number 10 and working our way up to number 1 in the top spot. Number 10, Cleveland Soul, which was everywhere, if you didn't know. Number 9, debuting, my man Jay Fresh, formerly of Z107.9. More on him later on. Number 8, Lady Meatrice. Number 7, T-Rilla and the U.S. Riders. Number 6, the debut of Big Stone, Eastside, performed at the Anatomy on Saturday evening and pressing Z107.9. A little bit more of that later on. Number 5, Emax, The Image. Number 4, Black House Sounds, just spoke on them. Video seen on the big screen. Number 3, CD Listening Tours, that's debuting. Sheriff in Buffalo, New York, new album. We'll get into that in a little while. Number 2, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, symposium show last Friday, and a show coming up in Buffalo. More on that later on. And number 1, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 158. Now, I get to get a chance to talk to somebody who has been holding on that 216-486 phone number. How are you doing? 216-486, you are on live. So 216-486, you just wanted to listen? And we can appreciate you. Yes, go right ahead. I hear you out there. 216-486, how are you doing?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter.
Well,
doing excellent. Just waiting to see what's going on and what your plans for tonight. Waiting to learn.
Well, we appreciate you for that just as well. So, wow. I'll tell you what, we'll get into somebody who needs to learn something in just a moment. Anything you want to add before I go off? Anything you'd like to add for the New Year's?
Oh, yes. I would like to wish everyone and all your listeners and followers and supporters a very merry, Christmas anyway, although it's gone just about, but at least have a better New Year. And I have a feeling this year is going to be greater than last year.
I believe that, and I thank you so much for that. We do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So what I will do is do that part, and, oh, wow, I've got two of them to throw up here. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm on the air, Brother Dantes? Man, now I have two people that I got to put on that. Did you have the nerve? Hey, wait a minute. Before I go to play a song or do anything else, I'll get to that 216-856 phone number in just a moment. Give you some time enough to get your thoughts together, but I want to let people know, if you want to, check us out at blackonblackcleveland.com. Hey, that's the website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, blackonblackcleveland.com. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, but I happen to have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And, wow, now I'm looking at a 216-215 phone number. So before I get to that 216-856 and that 216-215, I do need to let people know, since I'm letting people know out there what's happening. 216 Radio, 89.3. That's Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. And when I have fun like that, that means I need to see what's happening. So that 216-856, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, man. Tell me what's new with you, brother.
Yeah, you know who this is, right?
Well, let me think. It's the man who should remain nameless anymore. My brother and all of this nameless. How you been?
I'm doing great, man. I'm glad you remember me. Yeah, it's man, it's been a wild ride, man. I've been reading about you guys in the newspaper while I'm in town.
I hear you.
Man, I'm a sold artist, man. I sold a couple songs, man. I'm doing all right these days, man. I've been traveling around, spent a little time in California. I think I last saw you in August or September, and it's just been pretty nonstop since. I mean, 2015, I think, is going to be a pretty big year. I mean, as long as I keep pouring the money back into it, it's shaping up to be the best year of my life, man. And I just wanted to let you know, too, man, the last time I was at the Hip Hop Workshop, man, I was pretty serious, man. I want to see a lot of attention go to that workshop. I think it's unjustified, really. You know, I mean, you guys do so much for the city of Cleveland, and I think you guys get spit on in a lot of ways. I think it's unfair. So if I have anything to say about it, man, that's not going to be the way the story ends, man.
I appreciate you for that so much. Hey, I have to ask you, man, how did you go about getting a couple of songs like, you know, sold? Because I tell you, one song, you had a lot of people almost, they didn't know whether they were in tears. A lot of people stood up. There were a lot of people. It was just the beautiful concept of a wedding-style hip-hop song. What went into it that you're able to at least sell a couple of your songs? If you could, like, go into that for a couple of minutes, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, if anybody's listening that's having trouble selling, I mean, I definitely have some good advice. With that song, I know which one you're talking about. It's called Palmer's Bell. That's one of the ones that I sold, actually. After I saw you last, I knew I was going to head out to New York City to perform at the Apollo. I was going to go check that out. And it never even came to pass. I got out there and I started passing out CDs, and somebody heard it and liked it, man. And that was, it's just been kind of rocket shipping from there, man. So I think it's a matter of exposure. You know, the way that the internet works, if you're willing to pay the money, you can put together a marketing plan for almost, you know, for a pretty cheap amount and really put yourself out there. And honest to God, I hate to say it like this, but it doesn't matter how good your music is anymore. If you can market it, that's all these record labels care about, is a marketing plan. And I decided to sell myself as a writer instead of a performer. And I realized that there's a lot more money in the market for the writer than the performer, and a lot less stress. You know, if Ma Porter, I think she's like probably in her 60s or 70s. If Ma Porter wrote a song that was good enough, she can have platinum plaques hanging on her wall at her age. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can have platinum records, and you get a really big portion. Now, I know that, like, Palmer's Bell and the other song that I've sold, now this puts me on the map. I'll be able to shop any new music that I put out there, you know, through the I'm kind of under contract in the sense that I can't really put the name out, but I'm really excited to work with these guys. But I can tell you that they're well-known artists, very, very well-known. They're in the mainstream circuit, and in my opinion, they're of the best quality in the world. So this is a life changer. But to sell yourself or market yourself as a writer is the way to go. And for people that think that, like, it doesn't matter what the lyrics are, you're out of your mind, because the industry is changing. The industry is changing. They don't want. People don't want so much what they want anymore. They want more of what they need, and the industry is at a shifting point to give them that. So definitely, as a writer, I mean,
beautiful.
You can. I mean, I won't be. I don't think that these songs will be spinning hard until, I think, spring. The one is scheduled for spring of 2015. But I mean, as those royalties come in, I mean, that's no more working. That's no more 40 hours of anything, but just, you know what I mean. That's pouring time into the craft now. So it's a big deal.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. And once again, if you can at least put out artist name, your name, and if there's a way to contact you, man, we all are proud of you for the years you put into this.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually been working on a private held website. It's more of on an intranet, not the World Wide Web, so it's a little bit different. It's got like a private access thing, but most people will just get a hold of me through Facebook, through like private messaging. Sometimes I'm there. I've distinguished myself to make myself not easy to get a hold of in the last couple of months because of how difficult you have to keep your feet on the ground. The last thing I want to do is lose my humility or my focus on what the most important mission is. But I mean, I'll just throw my cell phone number out there. It's 216-856-8110. If you're out there and you've got good music and you know you've got it, feel free to text me, man, and you know, give me a link to what you've got, and I'll check it out. And if I'm not shy or selfish about it, I'll bump you along, because good music is good music regardless of who writes it, produces it, makes it, records it, performs it. And if you
got you, you know, thank you
well,
so much for that. I always can use good news, and we always can. So thank you once again, brother.
Yeah, hey, definitely. Real quick before I get off of here, I'm not sure when you guys are doing the next workshop, but please send me an invite because I'll get it. And I know that I'll be in town in the next month or so. So I'd love to come down and at least talk to you guys. I'll have to find out what I can do performing-wise, but you know,
right.
I'd at least like to come down and talk to you guys and give you the right information.
All right. We'll get into that. We'll give the exact date because we'll be here for the first Saturday in February. So we appreciate that from you already.
Hey, thank you very much. And I can't wait to see you again, brother.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Man, now that's the type of nice information we can use. I'm looking at that 216-215 phone number. And then we'll follow it by 216-860. I just want to let people know, in case they're not sure what's happening, you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number on a Wednesday for Hood Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's my man E-Max and the Mindset as they deal with international politics broke down to a local level. And that 646-478-0944 phone number on a Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. E-Max, dealing with Music Business 101, should you choose. Join us on a Wednesday. What's going on Wednesday? It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting that happens Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. at 14715 Euclid Avenue. It's the storefront right across from a shrimp boat. No, don't get too happy. The shrimp boat is still closed down. But we're right there, and I'm enjoying myself to a point that I need to check on one of our callers who has been holding the line so patiently. So since I'm looking at that 216-215 phone number, I'm going to see what's happening. How are you doing out there this fine evening?
Okay.
216. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm doing okay. Just enjoying the first time listening on your program.
I appreciate that, and you're enjoying everything so far?
Yes, it's really good. I was trying to get the person that was talking about he write music number. He did it so fast because I have talented to sing in my family. Also, I do.
That's a beautiful thing. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Do you mean that 216-856-8110 phone number?
The man just got off the line.
Yep, that's the phone number I'm giving you.
Oh, okay, 856-8110.
That's right.
And what is his name?
The brother who is definitely known as Nameless.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yep.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
So anything else? Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Because soon I know we'll be playing some of those artists, you know, their particular music as well.
Yes, because I was wanting to know who sang the song that was on Art McCoy's show, like on that Sunday with Jill LaVert and the lady was singing. I really love that.
Oh yes, I have to pick that one back up and do my best to find that one for you. Because that is a hometown hero. So I'll be glad to do that one. As a matter of fact, I might as well get that one out of the way now and just put it out there that for those who don't know, you apparently are talking about the Art McCoy radio show that's on Sundays at 5 p.m. WERE, 1490 a.m. on www.newstalkcleveland.com. See how fast we did that and got right to the point. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
I want to say that I really enjoy you on the radio, Art McCourt. I think you're very, very good, outstanding person, the way you present yourself and how you present everything and give your time and everything to the program. I really enjoy you.
Appreciate that very much. And I'm honored and I appreciate it. And if you hold a line, I hope that we'll be able to find some more songs that you'll be able to enjoy just as well.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. It is an honor to get, phone calls that are coming in, like the 216-254 phone number. Before I go to 216-860, I know what a lot of people will say. They'll say, Al Porter, you don't give enough news on what's going on or what's happening in our area or where we can go. So I will let people know that Cleveland Soul is every Sunday, 7 p.m., midnight, closed mic, gifted poets and singers only. It's on 11th and Prospect at the Rathskeller. It's around the first 12 people are free. After that, you know, the tickets go to $5 for about the next 12 people, and then all after it's $12. It's food and drink specials, CD, DVD, calendars coming out with the best singers as well as poets in the area. That's off of 11th and Prospect. Have to give it up to the Two Soul Brothers Entertainment, who they do what they're supposed to do. And at the same time, appreciating what I like to do, I want to put this out here so I don't miss anything. If you give me 2 minutes of your time before I go and bother the 216-860 phone number and the 216-254 phone number, I just want to give a quick recap from last week, because on November 21st, a masked gunman commits a quadruple homicide on East 92nd and Wade Park, murdering Shalona Williams, 17, Lemon Bryant, 60 years old, Jario Taylor, 19, and Sharita L. Johnson and her unborn child. Now, the murderer tried to kill a 9-year-old child, grazing her. Now, I met Sharita L. Johnson's son, Lante Johnson, at voiceatradio.com. And he tells me on the air he wanted the Black Man's Army to be back in the street to find answers. Now, it was cold. I just want to throw that out there. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The Black Man's Army, they chose New Year's Day to symbolize 2015 starting off working together to comfort each other and as a family. And guess what? It was cold. But Jelante Johnson got his wish. His Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, X Factor, First Ladies, Dynasty Social Club, Vision of Angels, Shaka Hasbury sang us in. Pastor Jimmy made a memorial plaque for the ones who passed. We knocked on doors, passed out flyers. Yes, we knocked on doors and passed out flyers from 79th and Wade Park to 92nd and Wade Park. Now, Art mentioned the call and bug City Hall to do their job. Now, X Factor, Sister Denise, she did her job because as a family, she, like, called me later as a follow-up. I gave her names and numbers of the people so that we could bug them to do their job to solve the East 92nd quadruple murder. And here are all of the people you can call and ask them to do their job, such as on the East 92nd Street homicide, Mayor Jackson, 216-664-3990. Police Chief Williams, 216-623-5000. Homicide Department, 216-623-5464. Councilman T.J. Dow, that's his Ward 7, 216-664-2840, 216-662-2840. 216-664-2908, and Safety Chair McGrath, 216-664-2200. Crime Stoppers, should you know something and you want some of that $27,000, that's a 216-252-7463. FBI is 216-522-1400. And on February the 8th, the Vision of Angels is doing a concert in benefit to a couple of crime victim families. That's an example of working together, and it's just a blessing to be able to do a show like that and put that type of information out there. Now, like I said, I'm going to keep my word. I'm appreciative of everybody who takes the time to dial in, and as I look and see the people who did dial in, like I said, I'm so thankful for that. You just don't know how that makes me and causes me to feel. So, you know, I'm looking at everything, 216-860. You have been so patient, and I appreciate it. Man in the Streets Music Activism News, how are you doing this fine evening?
Yeah, yeah. What up? This Eastside the Boss, man, the CEO, man. Team New Life, man. What's happening?
Man, we started off talking about the workshop and everything like that. How did everything go with the anatomy for you, man?
Oh, man, everything is official. Everything is official. I will be back at the anatomy on the 10th and the 17th, man. It's crazy. We're going to make Cleveland look good. And, I mean, I don't want to too much. I love hip-hop, but I don't want to too much go into hip-hop like that because this is Man in the Streets, and we is talking about the streets, you know what I'm saying? So, me personally, you know me, I love to put my hands in things that make our community and our city look better and be better. So, I mean, I was listening very good. And speaking of that, February 8th, if I can do anything to help, I would love to do it. I'm here, you know what I'm saying? My hands is in it. I mean, whatever you need me to do, I'm there.
I feel you. Man, you have been one of the realest cats out here doing what it is that you do. And I have to mention you with hip-hop because you've been out there on the front lines with us on issues like school issues, like all types of things, man. 137 shots, which if we get into it, we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that in detail later on with some of the things going on with that. But I have to ask you, man, if you can let people know your company, your brand, what you work with, man. And definitely, man, we were moved when you gave a shout-out to your grandmother and your cousin. Much respect to you, man.
Yeah, man. Basically, what I do right now is, man, I mean, I'm still doing me. I'm still doing promotions. I'm still doing music. I'm still dealing with a lot of things like a lot of different artists, man. I'm definitely looking for a lot of different motivated artists, man, because, I mean, as you know me, I've been through a lot of artists, man. And I don't stop once
right.
I lose and I keep going, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, right now,
yes,
I ain't even doing mixtapes no more. I'm actually working on an album. I mean, I don't know if y'all heard, but, I mean, I just wanted to basically show myself last Saturday at the hip-hop workshop because, I mean, besides my cousin and my grandmother passing away, I have been doing a lot of major moves, mixtape-wise and music-wise. I mean, I got to appreciate Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I just went out there a couple months ago, and I did a couple remixes with Rich Homie. Then I did a song with August Alsina. I mean, I don't know if E-Max played it on the radio yet, but he actually do got those two songs.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably one of the first DJs that got them songs. But, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things I've been doing, man. I'm actually trying to work with a lot of different situations, but I'm trying to put myself more out there in the streets, man, because the streets need help. The community basically needs to learn, you know what I'm saying, that us together is more stronger than us without each other, you know what I'm saying? It's a big difference.
Man, you are, like, almost dictating part of the playlist and all of that with a couple of other phone callers, so I can appreciate that. I thank you for that, man.
I'm still listening, man. I'm still here. I'm still listening. I ain't hang up yet.
I got you. Hey, thank you so much, man. And once again, the name of your company is?
Team New Life Promotions.
There you go. Hey, I had to get that in there. Thank you, brother. You know, that's what I'm talking about. We've got our family calling in. I see the 216 772 phone number as well. I promise you I'll get to that number. So we're not done yet. We're far from it. It just seems like we're moving very fast. I do want to take the time. Like I said, I don't want anybody saying that I have not or I've overlooked or underlooked anybody. So I just want to give people basic things and let them know you have that hip-hop workshop radio show that happens on Thursdays from 3 p.m. VoiceItRadio.com, which is a plus for me. I'm very glad for that. Before I jump on that 216-254 phone number, doing my recaps and all of that, because I'll start something and then forget to follow through. So with that being said, I want to just let people know that Oppressed People Nation's chairman, Ernie Smith, linked up Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Survivors Victims of Tragedy with the family and friends of John Hebebrand to dispute claims that Bedford police were in fear of their lives when they killed a knife-wielding John Hebebrand. Now, you know, the Bedford Police Department forgot to mention that they tasered a 98-pound man. That's what the autopsy report said, people. Not making it up. They tasered him four times and at least shot him in the back four times, once in the hand as well. And what's sad is the family in Bedford called for EMS to deal with mental illness, and the Bedford Police Department showed, kind of like Cleveland, Ohio, and Tanisha Anderson's family calling for an ambulance, but police show and slam a mentally ill lady down, killing her. Now, anyway, after John's vigil, speaking at all, and it was about to end, but one Bedford resident was so pessimistic about police brutality, never stopping or anything like that, it forced me to speak, and it's a shout-out to the Ghetto Dogs. They were also there. Much respect to them. But anyway, back to the point. The Bedford resident felt that police brutality won't end. And at this time, I stated that for years, people laughed at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, that Don Bryant stole Press People's Nation, and other groups. But by being out there, the Department of Justice came through. Now let's think about that. And it's already starting to make a difference. Alongside people like Standing Together, Tamir Rice, 12-year-old, shot in 1.2 seconds, not 3 seconds, that the cops said, according to video that everybody has seen. And all of a sudden, in a certain, the investigation is snatched from the police and put in the sheriff's hand, sheriff's department's hand. Then on Thursday, King Swisher of Oppressed People's Nation and Don Bryant Immigration Support Network, they said they were going to protest the coroner's on Friday. Coroner department, if they didn't rule Tanisha Anderson's death a homicide. 11 a.m. Friday, the coroner ruled it a homicide. And here's a fact. Police shootings in Cleveland are almost always ruled justifiable homicide. But I think the Department of Justice and the people made the coroner nervous, which means it's up to us on how we're going to do things, how we're going to stand up for ourselves, just what we plan on doing. Before I take that phone call, give me about 35 seconds to let people know that on January 16th, Buffalo, New York, featuring a road trip with artists including Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, and that's on Friday, January the 16th, Man in the Streets, Music Activism and News will join Mom and Pop Hip-Hop and several artists as they invade Buffalo, New York. OMH Ultra Lounge 948, it's at 948 Main Street from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. So, you know, I'm enjoying everything. I did say 216-254, and I meant that, 216-254. You've been on the line for too long. I apologize. How are you doing this evening?
What's up, my friend?
Oh, wow. I know who this is. I'm doing wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes. Awesome show. Just want to tell you, this
so
is
much.
New Year. Happy New Year. You do an awesome show. I just heard the other young lady speaking about you, about your hip-hop workshop. Awesome. Black on Black Crime. Awesome. You is awesome. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of your life. So,
I thank you as well and appreciate you. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
I would like to take the time for people you, how are things going for your petition?
I'm down about 200 signatures right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 200 signatures.
And that
it's going to be tough.
And that petition is for what? So everybody can hear.
This is to put a moment of silence, not prayer, but a moment of silence back in our school for the kids, teachers, or whatever, to pray the way they want to pray for that moment. So it's called a moment of silence, not to put prayer back.
Okay. I appreciate that. How can they, like, either look on a website or anything like that if they want to be a part of that? Because a lot of people, east side, west side, south side, north side,
well,
they really...
Well, it's supposed to be on moveon.org. You know, it's
okay.
On there. It's on there. It's
thanks.
On change.org. It's on moveon.org also. Mm-hmm.
Then I appreciate you for that.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for calling and letting us know how that's been going, because everybody's
yeah.
waiting. And 2015 is here, so I feel like, hey, this will make it on the ballot and it'll pass just like the banning
uh-huh.
those red light, speed light camera traps. So I thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. All right. Good
no
night.
No problem. Good night.
Okay.
You know,
good night.
You know, for all the people who are still online waiting, I do have a couple of songs I'd like to play for you all, which I plan on it. Before I go pick up this 216772 phone number, I want to give a shout-out. I promised them I would. I was in Subway's. I will not tell you what I was eating. But anyway, I was at Subway's during the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State. And I noticed about five, they were in line. And they let, like, 8 or 9 people go in front of them. And I'm like, what's going on with you all? And they were like, well, they were polite, number one. And they were like, hey, we have to get about 10 to 19 sandwiches. So we just want to go on and make sure other people, we are not, like, blocking it up for everybody. And I'm looking at them like, okay, since you have been raised and taught like that, where are you representing from? I gave them a couple of cards, and they were like, oh, wow. So I have to give a shout-out to the Palmer High Swim Team. Definitely a shout-out to the Palmer High Swim Team, like I promised. That way they can, you know, check this out at a later time for themselves. May they have a very, very successful remainder of this season. And it was nice seeing them utilize Cleveland State University for different events just like other people are. So with that being said, I've been holding this other person on the line. Do I want to hold him on the line anymore? Do I want to hold her on the line anymore? No, I don't, because I feel like I get into trouble. So with that being said, 216772, who's on the phone line?
Fred, I want to stand in line and let everybody get justice that hasn't gotten justice yet. I'm going to stand in line. I'm going to wait for them 1,700 people in Cleveland that ain't got justice yet for all the police brutality that's been going on, my brother. I'm going to wait, though, because, you know, I'm good. I can wait. But, man, a lot going on. The mayor, he disavowed knowledge of a cadet that was going to be commissioned today to be hired, who had a bad past in East Cleveland. How come we're taking East Cleveland police, who already shot up somebody in another city, and then put him in Cleveland so they can go back in East Cleveland and shoot somebody again? They're, you know, this is all insane. Keep an eye
all
on
I can do is laugh. All I can do is laugh because
it
was unreal. Because
I know.
The mayor, he said, I was so surprised when Mayor Jackson said he was aware of the problem months ago, but he was waiting for his staff to handle it. And I'm sitting back saying, what? I don't know what to say. And then Mayor Norton said, well, we're going to put in and appeal the decision to pay $27,000 to the victim because the police officer no longer works for us. And I'm like, wow, I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Yeah. They keep passing the buck and passing the abuse of cops around. You know, I mean, there's enough people looking for jobs that would be very reputable to work on the Cleveland Police Department. So let's, you know, let them have at it for a job instead of hiring these flunkies.
Yes, you are so right. You put the right word out there. that it is a lot of flunkies being just passing things around, the same old, same old. What else is going on,
Cleveland.
Brother Don?
It's not just Cleveland. It's it's, as you said, Bedford. I mean, we've seen this kind of abuse in North Royalton, where I live. And, you know, Cleveland is on notice, but the other police departments around the city are going to be on notice as well. You know, so
right.
We're working on Cleveland now, but who's next? You know, we're coming to you next.
Sorry to say, but we
want community policing. We want safety for all. You know, this is insane. Meanwhile, we're going to be filming the police, and we're doing a training tomorrow night at the Oppressed People's Nations Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue at 5 p.m. And Cleveland Cop Block will be conducting the class.
Nice. Congratulations. Okay. I'm glad to hear that, because at least it's letting people know that people out there getting out there and doing something. So I thank you.
All righty. Have a good night. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to play a record and mellow myself out from one of our Cleveland artists, North Coast artists, regional artists. Before I do, I just want to say thank you to different shows that have at least done their job in showing love to what we do, such as you can Facebook or Blog Talk, Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, or Who Has the Power Radio, D Gambit Radio. I also want to take the time and just say again, I thank everybody for, definitely being a part of this program tonight. So with that being said, I'm going to choose one of my, favorite songs and just throw it on here. This is my man Emax the Image, I believe currently number 5 on the list. Yes, this is our own Emax the Image.
I came back to let you.
that was my man Emax, the Image from Varsity Music. And one little word of advice that I could share with one of the callers who called in earlier, I would say one of the best things to do if you wanted to is to just go online and type in or Google Gerald LaVert duets and see the different tracks that you could come up with, because that's probably what I'm going to do myself, because he recorded so many different songs. Definitely rest in peace, rest in heaven to that name. Before I play the next track, and since I don't see anybody online, I can, you know, that I can like pick with on the phone line and bring it into a telephone conversation. And I know there are about three people who just texted me and said, please don't pick up the phone line. So I won't do that to you. I won't even call your name out. I'll be nice. It's a new year. 2015 is starting off nice, but I just wanted to go back in time just a little bit and say that at the age of 28, 1998, I started recording 91.1 FM and 89.3 FM. They played my music from 1998 to 2004. Firecracker Radio was on AM radio and named my call-in segments Al Porter, In the Streets, DJ Tech, Lawrence Daniel Caswell, Silk Kelly. SOTC Radio put out my first two CDs with the remix CD and heading out by 2004. And then in 2004, when my man Silver, B in the mix, asked, I was on 93 FM radio with my voice being heard in the background alongside TKM as presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich spoke on top of my single called Consistency for his commercial. Didn't even realize back then the importance of the internet. But 2004 is when Dennis Kucinich, he had like a net conference, and on a primary night on Lorraine Avenue headquarters, plenty of food and all of that. I performed online thanks to Silver B. 6 years later, my man HJS in 2010 recorded me and my album. 2012 recorded the soundtrack to the book, The Plain Dealer Years. The reason I'm bringing that up right now is it's always good to give credit where credit is due to the ones who are there. I want to thank the creator first. I want to thank my mom for being there in my corner. Now, January 2015, the new CD will be released, and I have two listening tours. The only East Cleveland listening tour will be at January 24th. That's 6 p.m. Oppressed People's Nation. You heard Don Bryant mention them before. They present Cypher Mania at 15453 Euclid Avenue, OPN People's Community Center, 216-346-8652. Want more of that? Sheriff Kilroy listening tour, and it will feature Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Cypher, the Spitbox Cypher, Blazing Flame Radio, Mom and Pop Hip Hop. The only West Side listening tour will be Thursday, January 29th at 9 p.m., the Frosty Beaver at 1334, that's 13334 Lorraine, Ohio, 44111, featured DJ Jay Fresh, formerly of Z1079. And one of the reasons that I'm very proud is sometimes you can let your music speak for you and say things that's on your mind. Something like this.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? on the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef? You know, next week we'll get into why certain rappers in hip-hop have failed the community. I'm not talking about gangster rappers. I'm talking about the positive conscious rappers that have failed our community. We'll get into more of that next week. You know, I want to give a shout-out to The Butters Show, which is on 91.1 FM, 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WRUW.org. That's on a Monday morning. And I want to let people know real quick, you know, I had an award. It was going to be called, like, the Dumbass Award, but because he wins it a lot of times, I might have to change it to the Johnny Manziel Award because he got drinks poured on him in a Houston bar because someone asked him for an autograph and a picture. He said no. Now, the Browns management told him to stay out of bars with no pictures of him in a bar. So why didn't he stay out the bar? Patrons argued with him. He gives them the finger. They throw drinks on him. So with that being said, this goes out to him. Man, just stay out the club, Pete.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. Can have a little less light skin. No brown skin. She can be a little girl, or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Why don't you get mad? Cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man. No games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face. I like you. This is what it is. Don't you try to turn around. I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you. Girl, come. club looking for mine.
Looking all around.